CliffCentral.com. I don't know how to start to introduce the guy sitting next to me because he goes by the Twitter handle of at OC The Great Ugeje. So let's just get that out of the way. Is okay. The great part of it?
Well, I mean, it was something that I picked from Alexander the Great.
Okay.
You know, and my people never gave us English names, yeah. But I knew that if I wanted an English name, I wanted it to be Alexander.
You wanted it to be powerful, to mean something.
It just had a ring to it.
Yes.
And so sometime I was just messing about on BlackBerry, and I just put OC the Great. And then it cleared up, and my girlfriend at the time had asked me, why did you take it out? I'm like, nothing. She was like, no, just put it back.
Oh.
And that's how it stayed.
And it stuck.
And it stuck. And yeah. Then when I started, you know, working with people, and they're like, yeah, you should just go with the whole thing. So I didn't have a plan. It just happened to stick, and we went on with it, basically.
So, OC, when you aren't busy being great, you also do act.
Yes,
and that is why I'm chatting to you. You star in the new movie, Ayanda.
Absolutely.
Which premiered at the Durban International Film Festival last night.
Yes.
Let's chat about that and your role. Okay. How would you describe your role in the movie?
I think that David is, the Nigerian immigrant who basically wants the best out of life, mm-hmm. Has a perspective to life, has a view on what he wants, understands the concept of sacrifices and pursuits, mm-hmm. and difficulties that come with that. Because through the story, you see where he internalizes these things and decides on what should go, yeah. with his life. And so he's about that he's into himself as well. And you find that,
yeah.
you know, that he's not into too much words or too much talk. He's introspective. I think that's the word I was looking for. And I thoroughly enjoyed playing that because it gives you a side where you are more impactful,
yeah.
with the little that you say.
Yeah.
You know. And then I obviously like the look that they gave to him just so that it can create a bit of a difference.
So
as
now
well.
I have to ask, what are the similarities between David and OC?
I don't think there is much,
oh,
actually.
Nothing?
No. I don't think we have much in common, really.
Okay, yeah. You said that, then it's fine. Yeah. Let's also talk about the relationships you have in the movie.
Okay.
Are you ever apprehensive about that going into like a starring role? Are you ever apprehensive like, what if I don't gel with the other actors? What if we can't commit to?
The apprehension is a constant factor.
Wow.
Especially because you just never know what to expect with the people. And the interesting thing about portraying romance on TV is you want it to be believable and you want people to want to feel what you guys are feeling then. So you're always apprehensive about if the person is going to commit.
Because so to speak, we have moved from a different age of acting. You know, yeah. we aren't trying to make things cheesy,
yeah.
but we're trying to be very believable on
screen.
Exactly.
Screens.
So I'm sure that must be a bit of pressure as well when
yeah,
you're going
to
a role.
Yeah, it is. Especially because in your mind, you kind of know how if you, when you're in your personal relationships, you get away with a lot of things. But when you see it on TV, you want people to see what they want to see on TV.
Yeah.
And so you're committed to doing what you should, and you hope that your whoever you're working with is also committed. And with this film, I have to say, Fulu was, you know, outstanding, and it was nice to have the conversation.
And you're not just
had.
Saying that because she's like a few steps away. You genuinely mean
it. I tell her this all the time. I'm sure she's tired of hearing it, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and it just really helped to make things easy. And then, yeah, to some degree, I also felt like an outsider since I'm the one who's the only Nigerian,
yeah.
they brought in for the film. So gaining that acceptance through it and then, you know, being able to make those scenes work for me as well, that was very good, actually.
On that note, this is your first project outside of Nigeria, am I right?
This is my first project in South Africa.
In South Africa, yeah. And how was that for you?
It was nice. I've always wanted to work here because I find that the production values for the films are really amazing, really interesting. And I guess also finding what happens in other countries as far as their film business is concerned. And then again, working with other actors. Because when you work in your country, yeah, you kind of know everyone.
Yeah.
And you've worked with a couple of people. So
did you feel like you were at a level where you're like, I got this. You needed a new challenge, as a great OC would do.
Well, there is a hint.
I knew it. I'm not like going to let it go. The great. You go with your greatness. Yeah.
You know, you know that, yeah, it's, you've had a good time with the films you've done. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for new opportunities and new challenges and just the freshness of working with new people.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing what other people are like, you know, their perspectives and whatnot. And seeing all of that drama really just helps to make even your own personal story more interesting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was very open to that. I wanted it to happen.
How would you make other people go and watch Ayanda?
Well, I think that the first thing I would say is, if you have ever heard of a name called Tara Bletcher before, you know that the name is synonymous with, you know, awesomeness. Mm-hmm. And I think that you want to go and watch it simply because Sarah Bletcher made it. And then outside of that, it is an ensemble that you would always think of, you would always dream of.
Yeah.
So go and watch Ayanda simply because it's amazing.
And, you know, if you ever needed any other motivation, the great OC stars in it.
No, I would put Vulu before me, but I am kind of in the film as
Listen,
well.
Listen, can I contact, like, your agent? I think it should be a thing. It should be OC the great. It should be on posters everywhere. Some company should put it on a can.
Right.
But OC, thank you so much for making time out for Cliff Central.
Thank you
And
very
all
much,
the best
man.
With Ayanda and the rest of your
thank
career.
You very much.
Fantastic. CliffCentral.com.